Jesus lifts your unbelief. When life takes tough turns, human nature tries to take back control. The result is more and more stress and little time knowing a genuine peace and contentment that God wants us to know. The first readers of Hebrews struggled to know this level of rest too. They doubted God because their faith in Jesus was putting them in danger. Their difficult circumstances overtook their focus and weakened their ability to believe God. You know, that all happens to us too. Doubt creeps in and robs us of the joy and confidence of trusting Jesus. That usually happens in tough times. Yet God urges us to resist those darker forces of unbelief. Nothing good will come of that. Just like the Israelites who struggle to believe God, we can find ourselves wandering in the wilderness of doubt and fear when we lack a simple faith. God wants us to avoid these unnecessary pitfalls. In fact, God's remedy for doubt flows out of the encouragement of fellow Christians. Encouragement has the wonderful effect of lifting despair and bolstering faith. Kind words, offers of prayer, joyful spirit-filled worship, and loving time spent encouraging one another all are effective in defending against those nagging doubts that push us from God rather than nudge us closer and closer to Him. Although this is primarily a warning to believers, it has application to unbelievers too. When people put up intellectual barriers to the message of the gospel, the problem they have is also unbelief. Unbelief blocks the light of Christ and prevents the glory of God in Him to penetrate their hearts. In other words, some people are too smart for their own spiritual good. But unbelief is not an intellectual problem. It's a spiritual problem. Perhaps you resist the truth about Jesus because of what you perceive as an intellectual barrier. The minute your heart is ready to give that up, at that moment your intellectual problems will dissolve. God, by His Spirit, will lift the veil of unbelief from your mind and shine the light of Christ into your heart. That's how you come to know God. You can experience the fullness of what God has planned for you in Jesus Christ when you trust Him. When you believe His Word, you become a sharer in Christ of all God's grace and goodness. But we need to hold on tight to what we believe. Stay focused on Jesus and resist the doubt and fear and relentless pull of unbelief. When you do, God promises wonderful blessing and rest. An entire generation of God's people perished in the wilderness because they couldn't trust God to do what He said He would do. How sad. Sadder still would be for you to miss His goodness and blessing because you refuse to trust His word for you. Jesus has invited you to trust Him with your whole life. In exchange, He promises to bring you to heaven one day where you will enjoy eternal life with God. And while you live your life on earth, He will provide all you need to live for Him and share His wonderful love and grace with others who need Him too. Next, learn the ways Jesus is better than even Joshua.